Future-proof yourself. Strategies, technology, and coaching to thrive in a rapidly changing world. This is the title of my latest book that I released in May of 2023. May of 2023, I released the Kindle version. And a couple of months later, maybe in September, I released also the paperback copy that you can order from Amazon. In this episode, I'm going to give you a little bit background behind this book. The reason I wrote it and what you can do to future-proof yourself. So first of all, future-proof, what does it mean? For me, it means when you talk about yourself, it means that if you want to be happy, successful, productive, healthy in the now, but you also want to be happy, successful, productive, and healthy in the future, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe 20 years from now. So future-proofing yourself is looking at those success strategies for today and slowly but surely implement those strategies so you can also be happy, successful, productive, and healthy in the future. And sometimes people think it's about, you know, trend spotting and looking at future trends and all these things. But for me, the world is changing so fast and sometimes it's so dramatically these things that are happening, that it's impossible to predict what is coming. So since we cannot predict the future, we just need to prepare and be prepared in the best possible way. And there are a couple of things we can do to be prepared. So I like to divide things into two categories that are changing fast, things that are not changing, things that are changing slowly. And it can be a quite useful exercise to do. What is not changing? 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, my brother will still be my brother and my brother's nephews will still be there. That will not change. I love them. I love them now and I want to have a good relationship with them also 20 years from now. So that's an example of something that is not changing. Geography. There are certain things that are fixed, you know. How we will communicate, for example. 10, 15, 20 years from now, I have no idea. Technology shifted so rapid, so maybe it will be some kind of virtual reality system, or I don't know. So technology is one of those things that, you know, rapidly evolves, and we need to constantly learn, adapt, and stay up to date on the latest if we want to live in and be happy, successful, productive, healthy citizens in society as it is today. I mean, the other alternative is, sometimes I joke and I say, I mean, you can also go the Amish way and just leave society and don't, you know, buy the latest gadgets and stuff. That's fine as well. And it seems like the Amish community, for example, are quite healthy, happy, and, you know, so that's also an alternative. But for most of us, it will not be possible. Also, if you look at certain tribes, like if you look at the Maasai tribes and all this, it seems like they are quite happy. Even though it's getting tougher and tougher also because, I think it's getting harder for them to live the traditional way and find food and, you know, these kind of things. So, and we know from Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you don't have the basic security and basic food, then, that's the only focus you have, you know. So, we can develop competencies. And that's one chapter of my book, those competencies of the future. And many of them are what Professor Unestål, that I have interviewed several times on this podcast, like to refer as those childlike capacities, you know. There's a difference between childish and childlike. Childish is negative, and childlike is actually positive, being childlike. And some of those examples of childlike qualities are being cheerful, being creative, being curious, looking for connections. So all these qualities are important qualities to develop if we want to future-proof ourselves. We need to stay childlike. We need to stay curious, creative. We need to be cheerful. We need to constantly learn and grow and develop. This talk about fixed mindset and growth mindset, and many people refer to this Carol Dweck's book, and I read it a couple of years ago, and for me it was a bit, you know, funny, because for me this fixed mindset is not an option, but apparently some people have a fixed mindset and some people have a growth mindset. But I'm so into the growth mindset. So for me, it was almost like, this is almost ridiculous. But if you maybe know someone that has a fixed mindset, that thinks that they cannot change, then you need to encourage them to develop that growth mindset. Because we need to evolve, we need to grow, we need to constantly change to stay productive in this society, you know. So I wrote my first book maybe 10 years ago, 2013, 2014. And the story behind that is that I started experimenting with using technology as a help in my personal development journey. I read a lot of books on personal development, did a lot of courses, and had this problem that many have in personal development, that they take a lot of courses, but they forget to implement. So I started using my phone as extra accountability. 2006, 2007, The Secret was very popular, that you should do a vision board. So in my book that I wrote 2013, I wrote, why don't you put your vision board in your phone? And I think I was one of the first that started to come up with these concepts, you know. And also, your phone can be used for so many different things, for positive use cases. Later, a couple of years later, I also discovered all the negative aspects of the phone, the addictions. You know, there's a lot of negative aspect to technology. You have addictions, you have cyberbullying, you have, attention disorders, you know, that you constantly look for new things, ADD, these kind of things. So there's a lot of negative aspects as well. So we need to learn to use technology in a good way. So, and that book took maybe 1 or 2 years to write. I wrote it. I was traveling a lot in my business. I had a travel business at the time. And I had started with speaking, but wasn't doing it that much, a couple of speaking gigs a year, but I had my travel business. So I wrote it many times when I was flying and just when I was traveling, basically. But it took a long time and the process was quite painful. January 2023, I gave a keynote about Future Proof, which is one of the things that I do quite regularly. And when I do that, I normally scan the latest technologies. And in January of 2023, one of the hottest new technologies on the markets was ChatGPT 3.5 that was released in November of 2022. So I did a deep dive into ChatGPT. At first, I was just like in you talking a little bit about it in my keynote. So in my keynotes, I have like an overview of the latest technologies. So I included the AI and ChatGPT. But I got curious and I started playing more and more with it. And I was like, wow, this is such a useful tool. So I decided to help me in the writing process of the book Future Proof Yourself. I worked together with my friend Alex, or ChatGPT. So he was like helping me to edit. He was helping me to come up with ideas. He was even helping me to write. So on the book, I write author Oscar Andemo, but co-author ChatGPT. It was a really interesting journey to work together with ChatGPT. And that's how it is now as I record this. AI is an excellent tool for collaboration between humans and AI. So at the moment, don't worry about being replaced just yet. Work alongside AI and ChatGPT and these kind of tools to become even more productive and even more valuable in the marketplace. But yeah, you need to learn and study these tools because these tools will come more and more. It's like, maybe 20, 25 years ago, if you didn't know the Office package, you couldn't get a job. Now in the future, I expect if you don't know how to handle these AI tools or speak with AI, you will not get a job because it will be such an important tool for everyone in the day-to-day job. So yeah, so growth mindset to future-proof yourself, it's vital importance. Always be growing, always be learning, always taking, be staying curious, unless you want to go the Amish way, which is fine. You know, it would be interesting to followed your journey if you decide to go that. Maybe if you're in Sweden, you move out to the forest and live from the land in a cabin somewhere without internet. You know, if you decide to go for that, let me know and I'll come and do a interview with you in a year or two and see how it went and how you stayed happy, healthy, productive, and successful. So yeah, that's a little bit about future-proofing yourself. And I'm adding some things on my website in the coming days, and that is adventures. So we have this ski and grow concept that me and my friend Helena launched last year, which is where we take 10 entrepreneurs and leaders to a ski resort in Sweden and mix workshops with skiing. It's a great concept. This is something my mom did in the 80s and the 90s, and I came along with her as a kid. So now it was really cool to launch something similar. We call it the skiers process. So first we do skiing, then we do knowledge sharing, and we do give some inspiration, and then experience. We share experience with each other. So we have a group of senior, leaders and entrepreneurs with lots of experience. So you can share also tough times and good times and lessons learned from this, And then the R stands for reflection. So we reflect in nature, and then the last S stands for more skiing. So we mix the skiing with the workshops and the sharing the knowledge and sharing the experience, and it becomes extremely powerful. Because when you're skiing, you're mindful, you're in the now, and then in between, your mind starts again to come up with new ideas, and it's really powerful process. And I really look forward to Ski and Grow 2024, and this is something that Helena and I want to do for many years to come. We said more than 20 years that we want to continue with this. And in 2024, we have 2 weeks available. We do in March, and first week is full, but the second week we still have a few spaces left. So if you're interested, let me know, and then we can see if you can join for Ski and Grow 2024. Otherwise, maybe you can come along 2025. That's one of the adventures that I'm putting on my website, my personal website, oscarhandlemo.com. And also, I'm planning to do a TAGS this summer, the Ultimate Goal Seminar. This seminar that I started to do in the desert a couple of years ago, and in Stockholm we do them on a catamaran. So I'm looking at dates for that. So that will also come on the website. And I have some other interesting adventures that I want to launch in 2024, which is when you combine learning and real experiences. So you travel and you learn. So that's something I'm excited to launch in 2024. And I hope to see you somewhere around the world. I'm giving a free talk on the 12th of February in Stockholm. So if you are in Stockholm, you can maybe follow me on LinkedIn, and there will be more information on that. That talk will be about future-proofing yourself, and you will also be able to buy one of the books for a discounted price. So thank you so much for listening.